Praise the Lord. Would you turn with me to the first book of Kings, the 18th chapter? Just a few scriptures for our meditation this morning. This is an Old Testament account of one of the kings and his actions that took place. But it's not just for historical purposes, but I believe the Holy Spirit has something for us here this morning. In the theme of this message is the 30th verse, 30 and 31, if you'll read with me. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And I want to stop the reading right there. This seems out of context. What's the significance of this, of this situation? And we find Elijah was raised up as a prophet. We don't hear of him till the 17th chapter, but he was raised up to bring Israel back and to come against the Baal worship that it was introduced by the king Ahab at the time. And Ahab was one of the long lines of increasingly evil kings in Israel's history, starting with the reign of Jeroboam. But the word of God tells us that King Ahab did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. And because of his downfall and sin, he was married to to Jezebel, who had a particularly loathing for the people of God. And together they introduced the worship of false gods, Baal and Asherah. And here in this chapter, God, because of Israel's backslidden condition, causes to be a drought in the land for 3.5 years. And he tells, in the first verse of the 18th chapter, he tells Elijah, and it came to pass after many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. It was all in God's plan to do this, and Ahab meets with Elijah, and Elijah challenges him under God's inspiration, challenges the prophets of Baal to attest that the God that answers by fire is the true God. And they met on Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal went first, and we know the story, but I'm just going to abbreviate it very, very quickly. Is they prepared the bullock on the altar, and they prayed to their god Baal all day, and to send down fire, the God that answers by fire, and to send fire down and consume the sacrifice, but nothing happened. And they began to cut themselves and do all kind of things to try and encourage their God to move on their behalf, but nothing happened. And Elijah mocked them. And when they got done being unsuccessful in their attempt, God used Elijah in this manner. And that's when he called all the people together. And then these two verses speak to my heart, not as a historical account of what God did. It's beautiful what God did and how he answered by fire, but there's something much more for us to consider. He said he gathered the people together to come near unto him, speaks of unity, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And then he took 12 stones and rebuilt the altar, a symbol of unity, that the 12 tribes, even though they were separated after Solomon's reign, the tribes split up. There were 10 in the north and 2 in the south, and they split up. And eventually they were all conquered. But in this case, God wanted unity. And what the word speaks to me and what the Holy Spirit, I believe, is saying to us this morning is to examine the altar of our heart. You see, God was going to do something marvelous. God was going to do a great miracle. And Elijah, inspired by the Lord, said that the altar is in disrepair. The altar is not fit to worship on it. We can't present a sacrifice on this altar. It's not prepared. It's not ready. It's not right. And he rebuilt the altar, prepared it, praise God, so that he could perform what God had called him to do. And in this time, God did a great miracle. He answered by fire. And we know the story. They cut up the bullock and they put it on the altar. And then he says, take water and pour it on the altar. And they did this several times, and it filled up the trench. And it filled up the trench all around that altar. And he prayed, Lord, a short prayer, Lord, answer, that the people may know you are the true God. And fire fell from heaven and consumed the sacrifice and consumed the water that was in the trench. And God answered by fire. And the Spirit of God is saying to us this morning, how is the condition of the altar of your heart? How is it this morning? Is it where it should be, or has it suffered from neglect? Have we become complacent in our walk with the Lord? Have we let things get in the way that the altar is not what it used to be, that it's not prepared, it's not ready? Do we spend time worshiping and sacrificing to the Lord? He repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us to examine our hearts. Examine our hearts, praise God. There's preparation for God to move, and God wants to move. And God wants to bless, and he wants to heal, and he wants to deliver, and he wants to restore, and he wants to baptize. But there's preparation, praise God, that has to take place. We find in the Old Testament, Jehoshaphat went with those two other kings to come against another nation. And they were in a desert area and running out of water, and the animals were suffering, the people, the men were suffering, the soldiers. And he tells the king, he says, is there not a prophet here? And they said, Elisha. But every time he tells me, you know, he doesn't give me good news, this evil king said. But they went to him. And Elijah said, and thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, and you may drink both ye and your beasts. And another verse goes on and says, and by the way, it's no big thing. God's going to give the victory into your hands. Praise God. Dig ditches. Brother Steve had a message on this a short time ago. Dig the ditches. Get prepared. Praise God. When Elijah came to this woman, and she was going to lose her son because of she couldn't pay bills. They were going to take her child from her. And he said, the essence of this is no oil until the vessels were gathered. He said, go borrow the vessels abroad of thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And Lord, come, thou shalt shut the door upon thy son, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and shall set aside that which is full. The oil that she poured out never failed and filled all the vessels. She was able to sell it and not lose her son. Gather the vessels, get prepared, praise God. There's preparation that needs to take place. No healing until the leper was cleansed. Naaman, the Syrian head of the army, had leprosy. And he didn't know what to do. And there was an Israeli maid that was taken in captive of the Syrians. And she told his wife, she was her maid, and she told his wife, there is a prophet in Israel. Go see the prophet. And he reluctantly went and saw the prophet. And the prophet told him, go in the river Jordan and dip 7 times. And what happened? He rebelled at first and rejected it, but he went. And after he dipped 7 times, the leprosy was healed. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. There's no reconciliation without repentance. In Joel, he writes, therefore, also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting and weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repented him of the evil. We want God's deliverance. We've got to be sinless. We've got to go before him and say, Lord, forgive me. The things that I have done, Lord, wash me clean. I'm so glad for the blood of Jesus that washes us, praise God. We have a remedy, praise God. It's not a one-time thing, but we can go to the Lord because we sin, not wanting to, but we do make mistakes and we sin. And we have those moments when we're weak in the faith and we can go to the Lord, praise God, and say, oh, Father, cover me with the precious blood of Jesus. And I am washed clean, praise God. Aren't you glad for that this morning? The blood of Jesus, praise God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No preparation. There has to be preparation before God will come. And in this situation, we saw it. He rebuilt the altar. And God is talking to you and to me this morning. How is the altar of your heart? Does it need to be rebuilt? Does it need to be fixed? Do you need to come to him and for cleansing? Do you need to put aside the things that are holding you back? Praise God. Have you become complacent in your walk with the Lord? Have you become status quo? Have you become satisfied? And God's saying, no, I want to do a great work. I want to do a great miracle, praise God. He gave us inklings, he gave us encouragements, especially last Sunday night, praise God, of what God spoke, of what God did, praise the Lord, in that water baptism service. There was an inkling, there was something that says, I'm still on the throne. Keep praying, keep trusting me, praise God. And he rebuilt the altar with the 12 stones, a symbol of unity. Brother and sister, we have to be in unity this morning, praise God. We have to be one with another, praise the Lord. Is there something in your heart you have towards someone, whether it's in the church, whether it's a family member, whether it's a neighbor, whatever, a work associate? Oh, my brother and sister, get it fixed. Get it right with God. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. What does it say in Matthew? It talks about if you bring your alms to the altar, but you have something with a brother, put your alms down and go fix it with that brother and come back and worship God. Praise the Lord. Unity, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The Holy Spirit can only work when there's unity, my brother and sister. The Holy Spirit can only move when our heart is right with God. When the altar of our heart is ready for the offering, praise God, and ready to worship. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, give us that childlike faith, that simplicity. Oh, God, we analyze things and we let things get in our head and mind. But, oh, Lord, help us to have simple childlike faith that you can move in a mighty way. Oh, praise God. I think of what happened last Sunday night, the culmination of that. Two young boys, 10 and 11 years old, were moved by the Holy Spirit to bring that about. What do I mean? Brother Jack, out of the blue, his mom, Erin, told me, He said, this is all Jack. I don't know. This is all him. And we asked him, Jack, what caused you? He says, well, the Lord just told me to take this step. And because he took that step, his uncle came to the service and the Holy Spirit touched his heart. And we prayed for him and trusted God. The Lord's going to restore him and his family. Hallelujah. And we heard testimonies from his brother's girlfriend, who's never been in this service before, said, I felt the power of God so strong. And Gavino, 11 years old, kept pestering his dad. We heard Cole's testimony. Dad, I want to talk about that. I want to take the water baptism. And it brought out testimonies from his grandpa, Ron, how God, through his wife, Pam, brought him to church. He said, I came kicking and screaming. I believe that was his words. But God touched his heart. And as a result, Cole is here this morning. And we know Cole's testimony, how God brought him out of the dark. Praise God. Saved him. Oh, hallelujah. And still working on him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Two young men, two young boys, 10 and 11 years old, surrendered to the Holy Spirit. They may not understand everything that went on, but the timing is God's timing is perfect, is it not? But wait, there's more. There's more. Brother Bob talked about our brother Lee, who came to us several weeks ago, staying with a daughter, I believe, in the area, and was walking around, saw the church, and decided, well, I'm just going to go in. And he was hungry for God already, and the Holy Spirit was working on him. And because of the timing, there was no talking about a water baptism, but because of the timing, that we were going to have a water baptism service, and the Lord convicted him, the Lord touched him. I want to do it. I want to take it. He's only here for a few months, but God, everything fell in place at one time. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Simple faith. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Childlike faith. Oh, Lord, help us take away the starch. Take away the things that distract us, Lord. God, this is real, my brother and sister. This is real. The Holy Spirit is good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come around. People of God, come around. I'm going to rebuild the altar of the Lord. It's not ready to take the sacrifice. It's not ready for worship. And he rebuilt it with the 12 stones. Oh, hallelujah. And God answered by fire. I believe God is going to send down a fire from heaven. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to fall. I believe God's telling us, church, get ready. I want to do a mighty work. I want to bring them in from the east and the west and the north and the south. Hallelujah. Oh, time is short. I want to work. Get prepared. Get ready. Do the things that I called you to do. Praise God. Surrender. Repent. Draw near to me. Oh, praise God. Put away the false gods. Put away the idols. Put away the things that distract us. Put away the thoughts that we have. Unite us in love. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Spirit of God, would you have your way? Spirit of God, would you come and move on this congregation? Praise the Lord. A simple account of what happened in this Old Testament situation. But God is pointing it to us here in the new covenant. Lord, help us. Help us to yield and draw near to God. Praise the Lord. Can God use each one of us? Yes, he can. I talked about Naaman's situation where he was delivered from leprosy. That little Israeli maid was but a child. My testimony, you may say, my testimony is not that important. My testimony, it may not seem to count, but don't underestimate what God can do through you. Praise God. Can he use a 10-year-old boy, 11-year-old boy? Yes, he can. He just did. Lord, help us to become like children in simplicity. Amen. We analyze and figure it out, and God can do this, and I can't do that, and blah, blah, blah. And God says, just let me work. My ways are not your ways. My timing is not your timing. We sang that song, Even When I Don't See It, He's Working. What's the name of that? Waymaker, thank you. Even when I don't see it, he's working. God is working, praise God. He's doing things that we can't see right now. Things are happening right now. He's working in the hearts and lives of people around us that we can't begin to imagine. And it's all going to come to fruition at his perfect timing. And what's our part in this? To be prayed up. To have our altar ready for sacrifice and worship. To be ready to worship him and praise his name. And say, Lord, use me for the kingdom. Oh, praise God. Don't you want to see God move in a mighty way? I think he showed us last Sunday night. Oh, church, if you think I'm sleeping, if you think I'm not there, I want you to think again. You know, we sing that song, Showers of Blessing. Raindrops around us are falling. And thank God for the raindrops. Thank God for the blessing here and there and everywhere. But oh, Lord, I want the monsoon rain. Amen. I want the rain of the Holy Spirit. I want a deluge from heaven. Oh, praise God, that he may do a mighty work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Get ready. Get ready. God told Elijah, he said, I'm going to send the rain. He said, I want you to go present yourself to Ahab because I'm going to send the rain. And right after this happened and they slew the prophets of Baal, he told Ahab, he says, get you down because there's a sound of abundance of rain. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. And God, the rain just fell. Praise God. Oh, Lord, we need the rain of the Holy Ghost. We need the moving power of the Holy Spirit. We need God to work in a mighty way. We got family members we're praying for. We got loved ones that are out of the ark of safety. We got others that the Lord wants to bring into the kingdom. Praise God. And that can only happen if we're where we need to be, where God can use us. Yes, he can use you and every one of us for his kingdom. Praise God. I'm going to close right here. Sister and brother, would you come forward? I don't feel a prolong. I think you get the essence of the message. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob. And unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And that with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. Oh, Father, help us this morning. Help us this morning. Help us, Lord, to repair the altar of our heart. Help us to draw near in unity. You got something in your heart, ask the Lord to take it away. Ask the Lord to forgive you. If you needed to talk to your brother, talk to your brother. It's sincerely examining our hearts. You see, we we mask it. We have a facade sometimes. I'm okay. I've been in the Lord a while. Or I'm baptized in water. I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. And everything's okay. And God says, that's not it. Because every day we got to ask the Lord for forgiveness. Every day we've got to ask the Lord, Lord, guide me, lead me, direct my path. Lord, examine me. Search me. The psalmist says, search me and try me and know my heart. And see if there be any wicked way in me. That's not a one-time prayer. That's not a once-a-month prayer. That's a daily prayer. Lord, search me. I don't want anything to hinder the movement of the Spirit. And God knows. God reads the heart. It's not like we can put on a front and look so pious and look so righteous. But God knows the heart. He knows the thoughts within our heart. The Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, the Word of God says. You can't hide from the Lord, praise God. He knows where you are. He knows what you're thinking. But he says, come unto me. I've sent my Son, the perfect sacrifice. There is a fountain that's full of grace, that flows from Emmanuel's veins. We just sang it. A fountain for cleansing. Praise God. A fountain opened to the house of Israel. In the Old Testament it says, but spiritually, we are the house of Israel in the Spirit. A fountain that was opened, praise God, for cleansing. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful plan of salvation. Lord, would you help us and strengthen us and use us for the kingdom. May his name be praised.